First, fast and accurate. Shere Punjab Radio, AM 600. Trusted source for news talk.
CKSP 600 AM, Shere Punjab Radio, sun rahe ho tusi, main tuhanu host Sameer. ਔਰ ਹੁਣ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਵੈਨਕੂਵਰ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਡਿਪਾਰਟਮੈਂਟ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਫਿਸਰਸ ਨੇ ਕਾਂਸਟੇਬਲ ਟੈਨੀਆ ਵਸਿੰਟਨ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਫੋਨ ਲਾਈਨ 'ਤੇ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਔਰ ਜਾਣਾਂਗੇ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਲਾਅ ਐਂਡ ਆਰਡਰ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ, ਕਾਨੂੰਨ ਵਿਵਸਥਾ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਮ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਹਾਲ ਹੈ। ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਕੁਝ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਨ ਔਰ ਗੈਂਗ ਵਾਇਲੈਂਸ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਕਾਫੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚਰਚਾ ਚੱਲੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬਹੁਤ ਇਨਕਰੀਜ਼ ਦੇਖਣ 'ਚ ਆਇਆ, ਕਈ ਮੌਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਹੋਈਆਂ, ਇਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਵੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਚੱਲੇਗੀ ਔਰ ਹੋਰ VPD ਵੱਲੋਂ ਕੀ ਕੁਝ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਉਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ। ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਫੋਨ ਲਾਈਨ 'ਤੇ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਨੇ ਕਾਂਸਟੇਬਲ ਟੈਨੀਆ ਵਸਿੰਟਨ। ਕਾਂਸਟੇਬਲ ਵਸਿੰਟਨ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸੋ ਮੱਚ ਫੋਰ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਆਰ ਸ਼ੋ।
Hi Samir, thanks for having me.
Constable Washington, we would like to know that if you can shed some light about the crime stats of year 2020 in Vancouver.
For sure. So our crime stats that we compare from 2020 to 2019, it is important to note that 2020 was a bit of a different year. Mm-hmm. Due to the pandemic. You know, there were less people working and driving to work. There were more people working from home, less businesses open, and just less activity by people in general. So that did kind of affect our stats. At the beginning of the pandemic, we did notice an increase in break and enters to commercial businesses, especially mm-hmm. downtown, as a lot of them were shut, closed, and there were just less people working. So unfortunately, we had a huge increase in commercial B&Es. We noticed these crime stats rise. We had our analysts, crunch those numbers, and we were able to mm-hmm. redeploy certain people within the department to try to combat and prevent that type of crime. As the year progressed, you know, we noticed theft from autos had gone down again mm-hmm. due to the pandemic. Less people were out and about, less people leaving their cars downtown. So mm-hmm. that did decrease. Moving forward throughout the year, we were then hearing a lot of, there were some shifts. So there were also some shifts from Oppenheimer Park. We had that park shut down, and we had residents of that part reallocate throughout other parts of the city. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, Strathcona Park, Yale Town, Chinatown. Mm-hmm. There were more
the East
there.
Vancouver challenging area.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So with that, our analysts, again, crunched numbers there, and we were able to create a neighborhood response team in mm-hmm. response to the growing concerns of citizens in that area. You know, they were noticing increase of violent crime, more thefts to their underground parkades and stuff like that. So this neighborhood response team was mainly responsible for those in-progress lower-level calls that were occurring. So throughout 2020, we noticed a shift. Stats went up and down, different, crimes up, some crimes down, but we were able to take the resources that we had on the job and mm-hmm. move them around to combat those crimes.
And especially, what are going to be the priorities for this new year?
So as always, our priorities are to prevent crime, and keep the peace. So I won't get into details about what our goals are, but mm-hmm. it's always to be that response to the public, you know, respond to calls, prevent any crimes that we can, and keep the community safe.
Mm-hmm. But we have seen in last year especially that there was so many cases of hate crime. And, there were some issues being raised from different advocates regarding the racial, discrimination within the society or even, some other areas. What's the plan of VPD? How are they going to tackle it, especially hate crime and racism?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that. I forgot to mention that was another huge increase. I think it was about 138% increase we noticed in our hate crime reports. Mm-hmm. And we did link that to the pandemic, as a lot of these hate crimes were against those of the East Asian community. And that's awful. You know, we talked about it time and time again, and how disgusting and just a horrible crime that is. No one should have to feel so insecure or unsafe just being in their own skin. So mm-hmm. We did make some adjustments within the department again. We know that this type of crime could be embarrassing to some, and we knew that a lot of people weren't reporting these crimes. So we tried to change our way allowing people to report crime through our online reporting system or even through our community policing centers. We changed the verbiage of those forms to better suit the language of those victims, so they would feel more comfortable reporting a crime in their native tongue. We have, you know, numerous programs and always liaising with our community policing centers just making the community feel more safe to call police, because I think that was the main issue. So we're in constant contact with our partners within the Chinatown community and the community policing centers down there. We have officers always engaging within the community to make them feel safer to report these crimes.
Yeah, Constable Washington, last year, Mr. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, even he mentioned that there is a systemic racism in all different parts, even in the government organizations. And then it came that in RCMP there is some systemic racism. How are you tackling the systemic racism in VPD, if there is any?
You know, policing does evolve. We evolve over time, and we're always looking at new ways and new initiatives to evolve and make our department the best it can be to respond to the citizens of Vancouver.
We know that, as you mentioned, that neighborhood response team was an initiative of VPD. But what other measures have been taken into light if we are talking about the community policing? What other steps VPD is taking?
Well, our officers are always out there. We're all out there 24/7. And so, yes, we don't have this neighborhood response team anymore, but we still are encouraging people to call police for anything, and we will respond as soon as we can.
Yeah, and one more thing, which is, you know, from last few weeks, we have seen there's an increase in gang violence and gun violence. What are the plans to tackle that issue? Because that is, you know, we have seen like 5 homicides in Lower Mainland. And what is the planning of VPD in tackling, especially, you know, drug peddling in the areas, or, you know, to make sure homeless people are safe? So what are the plans?
So here, I can't speak for other cities. So here at the Vancouver Police Department, we do have a section that is dedicated to these types of crimes, and it's through our organized crime section. And that includes dozens of officers who work in uniform, and some work, covertly in plain clothes. And, they do a lot of investigative work, some behind the scenes, some very overtly. And they are out there, you know, in restaurants where these people, you know, with gang affiliations would go, and they make themselves present and sometimes even remove them from restaurants where they're not welcome. So we do work closely with the RCMP and other cities to tackle certain issues that are going on with the gang lifestyle. So it's not just happening here in Vancouver. It's throughout the Lower Mainland.
Absolutely.
We are working with our partners there.
And my last question to you, what kind of relation you have with the city when we are talking about the demands of police or staffing challenges? How you are, you know, how good your relation is with the city and the chair?
Right. So our chief is always in constant contact with the mayor. I can't speak to exactly what they discuss, but they always are putting the citizens of Vancouver first, and they do meet regularly to discuss different issues and budgeting and whatnot. So there is a constant communication there with them.
But is Vancouver Police is happy with the budgeting by city?
Well, I mean, we asked for a certain amount and got a certain amount. So it is what it is, and we will make do, and it's not going to affect the type of response that we give to our citizens.
Perfect. And would you like to deliver any message to the resident of Vancouver or to the British Columbia?
I mean, just stay safe out there, and hopefully we can get through this pandemic. I think that's on everybody's mind for sure.
All right. Thank you so much, Constable Washington, for your time. We really appreciate it once again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Surrey, Delta, Langley, Abbotsford. Our Punjabi's favorite radio station. Share Punjab Radio. AM 600.